podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network.
The Specialty Produce app is an educational, expository, live encyclopedia of fresh foods that you can hold in the palm of your hand. With over 20 years of research and counting, we are ever striving to bring the freshest and fullest information to the table. Our comprehensive articles cover history, culture, flavor profile, culinary application, and more, while our in-app gallery of magazine-worthy food photos brings the items to life, making you wish you could take a bite. Branch out beyond bleak produce inventories and support local farmers who are growing something different by exploring our global in-app share market, where you can discover unique items or specialty marketplaces near you. Stay hungry, friends. Download today on Apple or Android and start exploring.
Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy. I'm so excited to be here today with my special and amazing guest who we are sharing being in the flow today. Are you ready to be in the flow? Hi, Todd. Welcome. Welcome to Conscious Living. We are so excited to have you here.
Oh, there you are. I got three screens going here.
All right.
I think I'll look at the one on Facebook because then I don't have to look at myself. I can look at you. Oh, I see. I'm actually on your desk.
Yes.
Next to on air. How
yes,
weird.
Yes, you are. We're setting
a cool
up a
setup.
Multi-dimensional experience for everyone to enjoy. And we are here with you, Todd Medina, and we love you and we love your experiences that you share and you gravitate people to come into your environment called Soulology. And it is a beautiful environment on Facebook to share everyone's experiences, inner and outer. And we wanted to share today with everyone talking about being in the flow. Would you share with us what that means to you and what that inspires you to be in the moment?
Being in the flow?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Isn't that like the million-dollar question? you know, and I don't know. If you would ask me that a week ago or a month ago, I might have said something different, but that's how this thing works. I mean, you wake up every day and the truth is at a different place. Nothing applies from before and it's a new day. But I think for me, I guess at this point, being in the flow.
Yeah.
I think it for me, I can only speak for myself. Being honest with yourself, being vulnerable, being true to yourself, to thine own self be true. You know, I think a consistent dedication to expansion and an open-mindedness, I think these are the things that I would point at as far as being in the flow.
Yeah.
That seems to create flow is what's happening. Like we were talking about before the show with your producer, you know, we have not chosen to be on the road and have this thing happen, this relationship and Soulology and everything be commanded from a car on four wheels and a couple of computers and phones. But it's flow that's allowing it. And I believe that those things I described for me anyway, those are the things that produce flow.
Awesome. And You had shared with Danielle, our producer, that you're in the middle of the U.S., in the southern area of the U.S., in the middle, and you're in the flow in that process, and you have no specific address other than your car, and you're moving from space to space, place to place, as Spirit calls you to do. Would you share a little bit about what that means? What does Spirit calling mean to you?
Well, I think... if you know, we've done, you know, I guess what, 1600 shows on Soul Speaks 5D, which is our primary broadcasting program. And we talk to people about, you know, their lives and stuff. And I think the one thing that is a common denominator with all these crazy people that come on that have felt crazy and felt like outcasts and black sheep is that something told them to go do this and go do that, to leave this relationship, leave this house, leave this job, pack your stuff, go to the pyramids, go to Hawaii, whatever. Something is told them to do that, and they listened. Spirit is, what is Spirit? Is it our higher self talking to us? I don't know. It's something talking to us, and we're listening. And I think that's becoming kind of a contagious thing now. People are listening to it and actually putting faith into that unseen hand of providence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That unseen hand of providence. And I really was inspired to invite you into this environment called Center for Conscious Kids and sharing with kids and families the opportunity to live in the flow and what that really means. And even though we may have a house or an address that we're in and we're going to school and we're going to work and we're doing these things, how can we start to remember that connectedness with Spirit, with our inner guidance, with all that is around us? And how can we live in our everyday lives being in the flow? What would you suggest, since you're the living embodiment of that?
Oh, I don't know if I'm that.
You are. It's beautiful.
So, how do we... You know what? I'm going to say this. You know, I know I can speak for myself, and I know there's a lot of people out there, and everybody's stories are accurate and true, and they're all important. And I guess what I'm saying is that how do you do that in the everyday life? I guess it's like anything else. I mean, somebody said this the other day. They were talking about, okay, well, I could be over here in the old paradigm, or I could be in the new paradigm, which is what you're describing. And in the old paradigm, I had worry and I had stress and I had sadness and I had anger and I had my moments of, you know, being human. And on the other one, you do too. So, you know, it's all the same thing. It's in a spectrum. And, you know, I've had a pretty, I would say, moving and eventful last 10 hours through the night and this morning. And I'm a little bit tender and raw. But you know what? I'd rather be tender and raw and, emotional, and be where I'm at today than be in my old life with my job hurting my soul or the relationship hurting my soul or whatever hurting my soul because I wasn't being true to myself. So, I'm just trying to be real about it, but I do think it's an easier path on this flow you're talking about or 5D or whatever people want to call it. But it doesn't mean that the human being is going to check out. It just means that you're going to have deeper levels and higher understandings as you work your way through these emotions and life experiences.
Well, I just really had a flash of insight I personally feel more grounded in a job, in a career, a vocation, an opportunity, and then also doing my spirit's work. So I'm doing many things at one time. And my flash of insight that I had with you and what you're experiencing is you're on a journey in learning in real terms, real everyday life, trust and faith in yourself, yeah, in life.
That's right.
In loving, in relating, in creating, and trusting that the world around you is abundant. And
yeah,
I call it pronoic. And so it's the opposite of paranoia, right? Right? The world is conspiring to, you know, knock us down, right? Instead, pronoically, the world is conspiring to support us and give us love and understanding and motivation and insight.
Yeah.
And I see that you're like living the world of trust and faith. And I think that's a very beautiful journey to take, because many of us perceive that as like being on a very thin balance beam, right? And we could fall off at any time. Like, where are we going to live? Where are we going to stay? What are we going to eat? What are we going to do? How are we going to be?
Yeah.
And what you're choosing is a path and a journey to be you.
Yeah.
And you were sharing just last night that created a little bit of vulnerability. Without being very specific, what do those vulnerabilities look like? What do they feel like? Because I think that's why maybe many people are fearful of being in the flow, because of those moments of vulnerability.
Well, I think you're right about the faith thing. First of all, when I woke up 8 years ago, I hit the streets for a couple of years, and the first thing I was understood that I was told was, faith is action. Faith is movement. I looked it up in the dictionary, and faith, if you look at the two or three definitions down, it says transitive verb, to trust and believe. And so I totally agree with what you're saying. I think as far as I don't think we want to be uncomfortable. We've spent our whole life being told, do this job, work 20 years, get retirement, have kids, get your degree, do this, do that, do this, do that, and you'll be comfortable. Comfort comes in the moment. The degree of comfort is relative to the moment, and I think that when you talk about vulnerabilities, what do they look like? I think what they look like is I don't know if it's so much what they look like, but what are they, or what's standing between us and them, because they're very powerful. It's a very powerful thing to bare your soul. It's a very powerful thing to achieve something. It's a very powerful thing to express something, whether it be happy or sad or whatever, as long as it's true and authentic. But I think what stands between it is the fear, that we're going to be laughed at, the fear that we're not going to be accepted, or the fear that we're going to be abandoned, or the fear that we're not good enough. And I think when we can step through those fears and have an honest conversation with ourselves, and if we're blessed enough to have it with somebody else as well, then it becomes a very powerful transformational moment for the divine human being. That's the way I see it. I hope that helps somebody.
Oh, it does. It's huge. And really what I got out of what you just shared was that really vulnerability can sometimes just smack us, in the face and just hit us right up, broadside us. And how do we work with that broadsidedness of challenges, right? Because you're challenging the essences of survival and moving that survivability into thrivability. And how does one thrive when you're navigating survival? And how do you change your mindset, your mood, your attitude, your values of life, and then hitting those self-limiting beliefs along the way while transcending survivability? And And inside that flow that you said you've been doing it for many years now, where do you feel that you are in that journey? Where do you feel that you have moved into that space of thrivability? And what is thriving, right? We re-examine that when we don't have everything in order and we don't have a paycheck coming in and we don't have a roof over our head tomorrow kind of thing. And what does that mean? And how do we navigate that in being our true essence?
Yeah. Well, I think the first thing is, how do you do that? How do you thrive? I think, one of the challenges we have is we try to associate human language words from the human language that got us to this point. Let's just say that we're trying to apply words from that vocabulary book on to a description of something that has been forward of us that we're now experiencing. So the word thriving to me would probably be the wrong word. I think it's a great word. Don't get me wrong. I think it has a little bit of fluffy love and light kind of connotation to
it. I'm glad we're talking about this. This is awesome.
Yeah. Well, I think thriving to me is aligning. Because I think this is what happens. You have people say, I get it. I'm a light worker. I'm not knocking anybody. But, it's a fluffy love and light thing. And then there's another side of it that to me is there's too much boogeyman. There's too much disclosure. There's too much conspiracy. And oh my God, what's Trump going to do? What am I going to do? When are this galactic's going to land? And that's like too disempowering. Okay. But in the middle, what you're calling thriving, we could call alignment or lining, refining. I think what you see is you see these little, what we would call coincidences, but you see these little miracles just keep lining up day in, day out, day in, day out. And as with anything, if you look at the overall bend of an ascended line, of a line of ascension, you're going to have some variation, but you're going to continue to ascend. And it does become easier and easier, and it does become more normal. And it does become a situation where you can have more acceptance beyond surrender and allowance to actually accept these things, not only that they're happening in your life, but that you deserve everything that you've gotten. And when you're in harmony with your soul, it doesn't matter if you're living in a cave or you don't have any money or you have all the money in the world or whatever. But when you're in harmony with your soul, there's nothing better than that. And I think that what's happening for us, and we're all to be commended, in my opinion, because we all came and showed up. I think we earned it. I think we were chosen as well, anointed to be here at this glorious time where we can actually bring this into a physical experience. That is mind-blowing, because to think that a physical human experience, including the physical body or the physical person, could actually not only be a part of supernatural events and supernatural transformation, but also be the creator of them. This is the opportunity we have been given, made in the image, and this is my explanation on what thriving is. It's alignment. And that alignment, like I said earlier, doesn't mean that you're going to have a bigger and a bigger smile on your face every day. I worry about people who are always like, oh, everything's fine. Chicken little, the sky is falling, but to each his own. But I really believe that I'm not going to say that the path or the experience of furthering alignment is not happiness and bliss and joy. I believe that it is, but I also believe that it requires us to go through and face all of our emotions, feel our emotions, honor our emotions in ourselves and each other. And there's a lot of gold in that for me anyway. And I do see that in other people's lives that come on the show.
I really do agree with you. I think that I've really struggled with the idea of survival moving to thrival, because to me, it always felt like it was part of duality. One was negative and one is positive. And in that sense, it didn't feel whole or complete. And the way that you just described alignment is really beautiful. I really sense that we become in alignment with our true nature, with our true selves. That is our physical selves, whether the sky is falling or the sky is really open and rainbows are shining, you know, and anywhere in between is what we experience from a day-to-day basis. And so you're sharing in that of moving to an alignment really does begin to, I mean, you're living the life of learning to and experiencing alignment of your true nature. And you're letting that now moment, every moment of every day, come in being new and fresh. And to me, that's really exciting, because instead of living from the basis of what the past is, we can live as true creators in the moment for ourselves. And I think that's so beautiful to share, so that no matter how we're choosing to live, we live inside that trust and faith that we're aligned with ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. It's a interesting trip, because it's funny, because we, you know, a lot of people pull down, you know, really probably everybody, channeling, transmissions, downloads, activations, past memories, future memories, galactic, you know, visitations, all these things happening. And they're important, but they're not the story. You know, we are the story. Right. And you think of all the scientific and the spiritual and, you know, all the woo-woo and all that stuff. And what I find so ironic is that the most powerful experiences I've had have been when I'm most human, have been when the human stands toe-to-toe with the universe and says, okay, I'm here. I'm homeless. I'm living on the street 8 years ago. I'm here. Solo G just hit 75,000 people. I'm here. I'm not speaking to one of my children right now. Here are my tears. Here are my smiles. Here are my dreams. You know, here are my fears. And you lay it on the table there at a very, very human level. And that to me is the seed of new creation. That's the seed of something being born potentially that's never been put forth in the universes. The human is a very special species. And I don't think we realize that, but I think that our big challenge is going to be to accept the enormity and limitlessness of who we are and what we are and what we're a part of, and then to actually do something with it, which is what you're doing, what your producer's doing, what we're doing at Sology, is just to go out there and create a new good book, a new template, a new blueprint, and show this universe that we know how to represent it. <You know? laughs>
Absolutely. And what you shared and what you created such an enormous visual for everyone to experience is standing on that line, that toe-to-toe, right, with the universe, and really standing tall and opening our chest, opening our heart, opening our vulnerability, and being our true nature and who we really are inside a human experience, inside a mental or emotional or even spiritual experience. We are all that all at once. And when we bring all of that all at once inside of ourselves and we stand toe-to-toe, what is it that you're absolutely correct, inside that trust and faith in ourselves and the universe that we cohabitate with, relate with, become one with, how do we live in that world together? And on your journeys and being in the flow, what unique experiences that you could share with our audience about you know, being in the flow and meeting new people every day and every opportunity and seeing that openness and vulnerability is somewhat different from what a lot of people experiences in their safe environments, in their safe homes, in their safe communities.
Yeah.
They've lived there all their lives or most of their lives. And, yeah. and they feel that they know everybody and everybody waves, you know, like in Kona, we used to just, we knew everybody. So we waved at everybody down the road. And I'm pretty sure that's the same in Kauai. And so in those environments, we feel very safe. We feel very home.
Yeah.
But home is where the heart is. And
yeah.
home is everywhere we go, every person we meet, every instant and experience we have. In your experiences, what does that feel like to you being in the flow where you're meeting new people every day?
Well, I think I'm gonna answer that. I want to just hit on what you said when you were setting that up, and I think part of flow, you know, or at least from my point of view. Is also not pointing the finger at anybody, not expecting anything from anybody. You know, the blame game is over. It's not personal. We're all dealing with the same thing, and it's not easy all the time. When we can start to really take in every part of our experience, or the more we take on moment by moment, every experience that we have as strictly for us, created by us, to learn from us, and we take the emphasis off anyone else or anything external, I think that creates flow. In fact, I know it does.
And, can you repeat that again? That's really beautiful.
Well, what I'm saying is that the more that we can have these moment by moment experiences in our lives, and the more that we begin to internalize everything, take everything into ourselves, no matter what is presented to us, you know, it's never them, it's always me. The more we can own that, the less we expect from others, the less we blame others. All of that, I think, leads to a refinement of flow. It's part of it. It may not be all of it. The other thing I would say, and I would tie this into your question, over the last few years, I've traveled around a lot. Most of that was done without Morgan, and now over the last few months, it's been with Morgan. It's been an interesting thing because you meet people both that you knew on Facebook and that you didn't, and you find yourself in environments, and there was a lot of projection there in the beginning. There was a lot of projection. You know, there was a lot of stuff coming to the surface. Now, whether I was bringing that to the table or not, it happened to me as well. You know, I think there's a big difference between running and seeking. In terms of my early wake up years, I was spending a lot of time alone, but I was kind of running. In the latter years, it turned into, I guess the seeking was always there, but the seeking became the major player. And I started to, some of this I got from Morgan as she was guiding me back from about 2015 and helping me see things, which was, if I land in an environment and it's pure chaos, that's my environment. I set that up. There's something there for me to learn. So I started to learn to obviously make decisions that would keep me on the right trajectory of refining my alignment. But I also started to understand the importance of leaving any situation in as balanced a way as possible for all those involved, which isn't always going to work. But if I can walk away from a situation and know that I put my best out and I'm as balanced as possible to conserve myself and serve the collective, to a higher degree. Now, what happened and what's happening for myself and Morgan and for, I believe, many other people is they're moving to a higher ground, so to speak. Every time they go into a spot, they learn, they alchemize the chaos or whatever they do within themselves or whatever, and they gain a higher awareness, and therefore they step into a higher, a more aligned external atmosphere or an environment along their travels. And those travels could be somebody like you described earlier, who's in a more like living in a subdivision, working a traditional job, raising kids. These environments and atmospheres are energetic places that do have physical representation in some form or another. So, you know, that's where I would say the experiences have helped me. If specific ones, there's too many to count. Plus, I'd probably get shot if I start dropping names, you know.
Well, you pointed out some very valid aspects to really further deepen and explore. And one was you mentioned the idea around relating with each other and energetic relating. And this energetic relating moving into a level of exchanging. How do we exchange for one another and create balanced relationships? And I think that's a struggle in our environments, especially when we're using currency or money as a way to exchange services, products, and relationships, right? Literally, how we relate with one another and what is your value and what is your value proposition and so on and so forth. And it's kind of funny because we move into this capitalistic kind of, it's all about me, oriented environment. And when we're moving into a relating environment and moving into an environment where there's less currency involved, how do we exchange? Because kids, for example, too, on the planet, they're learning to live consciously and grow up in a conscious, aware environment. And I don't think that we as adults yet really provide an opportunity to have discussions inside the playground, inside friendships when we're younger, when currency is not part of the equation of the relating. Most children aren't asking other children, well, in order for you to play with me, you have to pay me 50 cents. You know, we don't talk that way to each other as children. And so how do we support, first of all, teaching children to energy exchange in a balanced way? And then how do we learn that as adults? Without having to always use currency as an opportunity to create that sense of balance?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think it's an interesting thing to contemplate, especially given the emergence of these children, which I would say, when I say children, I'm going to say, you know, newborn to, you know, even in their 20s. And what I mean by that is they're coming from a different place.
They don't have the
conditioning, you know, that we've had and all that stuff. So on one hand, I find it interesting when I hear people, because the people have brought this up on the show, almost like an over concern for the children. Oh my God, we got to do this. The children are doomed. And I watch this, and it's ironic, because through the other commentary and conversations that I see, I pick up this other information, which is basically saying they got the keys. We just need to shut up and listen. And I realize they don't have the key, you know, maybe the instruction or the verbalization, but they have an energy about them that is what we bypassed. It's what we forgot.
And sure, I think they wake up feeling non-separate, and so exchanging is a whole nother paradigm for them, a whole nother awareness for them. They are born into a world right now where we have a lot of adults that are still dealing with all the conditioning and all the "you owe me" or "I'm valuable" or "I'm not valuable," "I'm not worth it," "I am worth it." All of those kinds of things that is not in their awareness, and they're being invited into and maybe provoked or poked into environments where those situations are occurring. And so how do we all come together, understanding their perspective, their understanding that we're not separate? How do we create those balanced energy exchanges with one another?
Well, and that's where I was going to go with it. I think it's we're so used to the old school paradigms of instruction. I was in the corporate world for many, many years at a high level. In that environment, there's some certain ways and means, right?
Yeah.
But if you go to a playground and you let 20 kids out on a playground, what happens? the kids go to the part of the playground that resonates with them. And then you have collaboration and co-creation. And that's an energy that we could not do justice to by words. Right. It's an energy. And I believe that this is the energy that's starting to take hold. It is difficult. Sology's been involved in quite a few different collaborations, ideas, co-creations, potential co-creations, and I've watched them. A lot of them blow up because the old, or let's say the adult method comes in, and we need to do this, and we need to structure this, and control this and that, and that's where we lose it. The kids are spontaneous, intuitive, creative, imaginative, and like I always say on the show, courageous, depending on what we're talking about or what we're doing. But this is the heartbeat of what I would say is the New Earth consciousness. Now, it's very much of it comes from the feminine side. So it comes from the incarnated females for the most part, but it definitely comes from the feminine side of each individual. And we know we've lived in a patriarchal system. We know that that patriarchal has embedded certain things in all of us, regardless of gender. We're breaking through that now. And on that note, I'd say the biggest contribution that any of us can make is to really tap into that suppressed feminine side of us, which also means to go on a hunt and find all the false masculine impressions that were brought on directly and indirectly by the patriarchal system. So this is the kid's vibration. It's primarily a suppressed frequency of the feminine side of us, the feminine side of creation, however you want to put it, and. I think that's the where we're at, and I'm very encouraged and excited about 2020 for Sology and for initiatives like your own, because I do see people starting to step out of the box, have a little faith, don't worry about the money, let's go do something great together, and I'm seeing evidence of it, early evidence of it, that the universe is going to reciprocate. In many more ways than just resources, money, possession, all that stuff. It's happening.
It's happening. And not only that, is a lot of all of us are coming together to really collaborate the idea and to spread the word and the understanding and to have lived the life of. And that's what you're expressing. You're expressing the living the life of being in the flow, being in each moment, having trust and faith, walking forward. Whether that walking forward is challenging or rainbows and smiles and all and everything in between. And it's really exciting. Where do you see for you and Morgan and your family, where do you see that being in the flow moving? And I mean, even the family of Soulology, and what do you see being in the flow as your next step? So you're in this moment, for example, and you're sitting where you're sitting. I'm sitting in San Diego, and in this opportunity, how does being in the flow bring you to that next step? How can you share with everyone that guidance that you experience? What is the next step inside physical creation, like walking, getting up and doing or moving? Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, I think one thing that I've kind of figured out, and it's funny because I had a really powerful night last night. I spent a couple of hours on the bathroom floor, and I was purging and processing some things, and I was getting some information in. And one of the things I got in was basically nothing can stop you now. You're on the right track. If the only thing that can impede it, both temporarily and even on a permanent level, would be the egoic part of you. Now, it wasn't the ego, like, you know, the puffed up ego that they were talking about. It was the hurt ego. It was the unconscious. Yeah, the wounded self, the unconscious self, the resistant self. I mean, and it was basically it was basically saying get out of the way. And it's kind of sounds weird because it's like get out of the way, but you are the key component at the same time. So it's like, and I called them all in. I said, I call in all my multidimensional aspects, all the energies, everything, the whole universe. I need help. I need to understand this. I need to break through this. And it all occurred. But at the end of the evening or the morning, it was the human is the hero. This is about Todd. This is about Ashley. You're only going to be Todd one time. Make it whatever you want. And by doing so, even though it looks like a dense experience or a dense realm, you are actually sending thunder booms into all dimensions and timelines. If you can maximize this potential or at least get it going into a new line of ascension trajectory, because others will come to pick up the ball and run with it and expand it, you know?
I have to be honest with you. I did the same thing yesterday too. I was in the shower. I was in the shower and I said, I let all parts of me, past, present, future, sideways, upside down, backwards, right side up, whichever way, always. Help. I let all of them in. Yeah. And I consciously created confluence of all the aspects of me and really let go a lot of things that was impeding or, I don't know, causing discord or discomfort and an opportunity, right? All of those limiting ideas or, it's even really hard to describe. I would agree with you. Just everything that was counterproductive to me being my true essence in that alignment. And I allowed that to process through. So I have a feeling you and I aren't the only ones that went through some sort of process yesterday to support us becoming in alignment with our true nature. And it's really beautiful to share with everyone out there about that we're not alone doing this.
No.
And that's what I wanted to share so much about your journey is amazing. And you're right. You know, maybe, I don't know, decades ago, we used to call a journey that you're taking is, you know, I don't know, in the 60s, what do we call it? Vagrancy or like not taking responsibility? I don't know.
Hobos.
Right? In the 70s, it was called couch surfing. You know, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but it's none of that. And that's what I wanted to share was that you're completely embodied in personal responsibility, self-actualization, and a process to move forward and took yourself out of the paradigm of, you know, I don't know, in America, we could call it, I'm just going to say we had this white picket fence America kind of dream that's really funny. And we're kind of breaking that apart, that paradigm apart, and recognizing that to come out of our comfort zones in order to really expose the vulnerability that we've been accidentally or unconsciously hiding from ourselves in our safe, you know, suburban, if you could call it, lives, where we created an environment that we feel safe and secure in. And you've, you know, blown up those boundaries and said, no, I'm willing to live day to day, minute to minute, in trust and faith and understanding that I'm in alignment with the universe and I'm in alignment with my human body called Todd.
Yeah, there's a lot of people doing it, and just because they're not doing it like, say, we're doing it, you can still be doing it. This is an energetic experience at its core, you know. But I think there is a force, and it is that, you know, unseen hand of providence that is both a guide and a push from the back. And something else that I don't really understand, which actually contains it all. And what happens is, it's happening. It's like, it's happening. You can't stop it. So it's like you have this window of opportunity. No, you're not getting any guarantees, and no, you're not getting any explicit directions. You're giving little tidbits, little thought patterns, little images and things like that. Go make it happen, you know, go make it happen, because you only get one chance to do it right the first time. You know, I don't want to say do it right, but you only get one chance to realize your potential the first time. You don't get a second chance. Of course, we assume and we know inside of ourselves that we are eternal and we've had multiple and all that stuff. But what do we really know? There's nobody on the planet that can prove to me that they know it all. Nobody. Nobody's walking on water. Nobody's flying through the sky with a red cape on. So what do we really have? We have Todd. We have Todd and Morgan here. We have Sology. You have Ashley, your family. This is what you have. This is what you have. And now you have all this new, newly opened DNA activated, higher skills and abilities and awareness and all this and magic, alchemy. Now let's combine the two. Now what can we do? So I think that's where we're at. And the collaboration and the co-creation like this is a big part of it.
It really is. And I really want, I'm in such gratitude for you and the light that you shine in the world to step out and to create those environments and share your environmental and your inner and outer experiences so that everyone can have the opportunity that even if they are a kid and they can't choose in the moment to go and live house to house, place to place yet, or even parents and adults to be able to have that opportunity, even if they may feel committed to the situations that they've already created, that they can live day to day, minute to minute, hour to hour, and so on. They can live in those time spans really related to being in alignment with their true nature and allowing trust and faith to come in and support them walking through what it is they'd like to create in their lives so that they can create the energy balances, the energy, the relationships that they're choosing and the experiences that they're choosing to create and co-create, just like you shared. And I really do. I thank you for being that light, because as you step out toe-to-toe with the universe and challenge these values of what we call survival and really moving into alignment, when we move from those paradigms, we see you and we thank you for being that courageous and brave soul to go out and live that life and create those changes in your life, showing us, way showing, guiding us that that is possible and that you're still living, even, you know, whatever money or not money that you have or what hearts you have or don't have, that when you're living in, no matter how you are or what you have, that you are living, breathing, being Todd in his true form.
Thank you. I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's inspire everyone who's listening, either live here and or pre-recorded in the future, which is the now moment for them and us, is we can choose to live in the heart every moment of every day. We can step toe-to-toe with the universe, opening our hearts, opening our vulnerability, and choosing to be in alignment with ourselves every moment of every day, no matter how we've chosen or committed ourselves in our lives.
Yeah, that's right. Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
I am soul.
I am soul. Yeah. I am soul. And we love your soulology. Podcasts and broadcasts and video casts that you create and do, and you meet so many people. As you said, you've done 1,600 of them. You can find them on his YouTube station. Is that correct? And Soulology?
Yeah, I think there's about 700 of them on YouTube. And there's a lot of them that I think you can find them all on Facebook.
All in your newsfeed.
You have to go to the archives. It's kind of tedious. Yeah, but the last 700 or so, I think, or maybe 800, they're on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then we have a lot of other productions and stuff, but we're looking to expand. So this is part of what we're doing. I'm real excited about what lies ahead. I think it's going to come very quickly.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it a lot, but I have talked about it a lot over the last couple of years. And that's another thing about flow, I think. You know, this was about flow. I think another thing is to step back and understand that whatever you have in mind, the universe has something in mind far greater than you could ever imagine. Also, to allow to come in whatever ways and means it decides. Because we've all experienced this, that things come out of nowhere. And that's kind of where we're at now. We've had some alignment and we're working on some things. And I think we're going to see a bigger transmission, a broader network with a lot more faces. And I'm excited about that. So we're looking forward to that.
That is so beautiful. We are too. And really, you are the light that you choose to be. And you are the light that we can see. And I'm so ingratiated with the opportunity to share with the world all that you do and bring forward. It's really beautiful. Thank you so much, Todd, for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Yeah. Thank you for having me on. Thank you for having me on. I look forward to future collaborations and eventually at some point meeting you in person. Thank you for everything that you've brought to the table at Solgy and today.
Thank you so much. Thank you everyone for joining us.
Okay, bye-bye.
Being in the flow. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. We are so grateful for you tuning in and experiencing the innovations and opportunities we all can incorporate into our daily lives. Connect with us at centerforconscious.com to sign up for the latest news that showcases these revolutionary services and products. Our global website provides families with an online conduit for enrichment and transformation in all our lives. Please share with other kids and families who would enjoy these advancements in living consciously. I'm Ashley Lee, and I thank you so much for joining us.